Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Always a treat to have our MVPP live in studio, as we do this morning. Elaine Church?
Elaine Church.
And you're part of the, you and your husband Tom, of three great kids, decided that swimming was your passion. What you didn't know is that you needed to heart screen your three healthy athletes. So talk about that.
Yes. My kids were all competitive swimmers, still are, and I didn't know that I should heart screen my three healthy kids. I took them to all their sports physicals, their yearly physicals, but I didn't know getting them an EKG would be important.
What is unknown cardiac, I don't even know how you pronounce the word.
My middle son, Josh, died November 16th. He was 17. He died at swim practice at Vernon Hills. He swam for Warren High School and for Cats Aquatics, and he suddenly passed away at practice, and they called it an unknown cardiac arrhythmia, meaning, in layman's terms, they have no idea why Josh died, but they know it was an electrical issue, and an EKG could have saved his life.
I'm so sorry for that and your loss. That's obviously awful, but the amount of lives you're saving now by highlighting this is amazing.
It is amazing. We were just at a high school yesterday and saved 20 kids. And since Josh has died, we've saved over 200 kids in Lake County. So it's an amazing program and something really necessary.
Before high school kids have to join a team, do mm-hmm. they have to have a physical?
They do. They have to have a sports physical. But a sports physical can be done in 10 minutes, even at Walgreens.
And it doesn't include an EKG,
I'm assuming. No, there's not a student physical of any kind that includes an EKG. And this is what we're fighting for. We're fighting that this should be part of a kid's physical, because right now, the only way we're checking a child's heart is through a stethoscope, and that's a 200-year-old method.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to give you information on an arrhythmia.
No, because if you're sitting next to a lamp, can you hear the electricity?
No, of course not.
But, yeah, you know, so having a stethoscope, you can't.
I'm assuming that's super confusing, too, because as a parent, if your child is physically fit and mm-hmm. active and they're doing really well at a sport, you just assume that they're healthy.
Well, yeah, you also don't think of a 17-year-old of having a heart problem.
Yeah, but especially one that's active and fit.
Thousands of kids are dying a year. Sudden cardiac death is the number one leading killer of student athletes and with kids on school campuses.
So what do we know about unknown cardiac arrhythmia? Is it like a blanket term for various arrhythmias with heart?
Yes, there's a lot of different electrical issues that can be going on with a student's heart, and WPW, long QT. They just can't put a name to Joshua's. That's why they call it an unknown cardiac arrhythmia. They know it was electrical because when they did, you know, a couple autopsies and genetic testing, they found nothing wrong with him.
It's got to be terribly frustrating. At the same time, it's an incredible legacy mm-hmm. that you have going here for your son. What is the Max Schweitz Foundation?
The Max Schweitz Foundation.
I'm sorry, Schweitz.
Is the foundation that was started at Lake Forest. Max Schweitz was a Lake Forest student that also died of an unknown heart condition.
So this is how you help pay for these tests?
Yes. Our foundation comes into the high school, and it's beautiful. It doesn't cost the high school anything. It just costs parents $15 to screen.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. And when my son was playing high school football, mm-hmm. they came in to his school, and it was, I can't tell you how reassuring it was, even though, as far as we knew, he was healthy and he was fine, and right. and he was okay with the exam. But mm-hmm. just to have it done and to know for sure that he was all right was very reassuring.
Yes, and it's important to screen these athletes, but Max Schweitz, he wasn't an athlete. So it's happening to kids that are athletes and not. We hear more about the athletes because they die tragic deaths in their sport, and so it hits the news, but thousands of kids are dying every year, and we can prevent this.
Do we know that the incidence of arrhythmias is greater now or than it was in the past, or those statistics aren't really kept?
They're just not kept, and now we're tracking it more because of we live in 2019.
Sure.
And for the students, are there any symptoms? Do they have any?
Some kids have symptoms, some don't. My son did not have any symptoms. He was healthy. I mean, we didn't have any. But a lot of times kids, they think normal is normal, and it's really a symptom. They don't realize that, oh, you mean when my heart races extra?
That's a good point.
That's not normal?
Right.
You know, that happens all the time. Well, then they find out that is actually a symptom.
So. God bless you. It's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And the Max Chavitz Foundation, can folks donate directly?
We can, and we're having a huge fundraiser November 17th in Gurnee at the Chocolate Sanctuary to profit, because we are in great need of a second echocardiogram machine. Ours is getting very old, and we need to raise $30,000, and so we're looking for help.
We can get that done.
Yes,
this can happen.
You're amazing.
So,
unbelievable.
Our website is heartsmartekg.org, and we would love donations or anybody who would love to donate to the foundation and the event coming up. We're looking for silent auction and all kinds of good stuff.
Good. Lots of ways you can help then.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate you coming over.
Thank you.
And let us know whenever you need a big mouth for this.
Thank you.
All
very
right.
much so.
Great. Thanks. There's your MVPP. And again, it's heartsmartekg.org. All of this sponsored by MegaPros, and we're coming back with your headlines next.